this is game week now. It's a bit of a regular schedule for you guys. Do you feel more comfortable now leading up to game one being on Friday that you have that regular routine now these are the final days before the series starts?
Yeah, definitely. Over those 2 weeks, last 2 weeks, we kind of got into a routine that we weren't really used to before all year. It's a little bit different. So now getting back into game week, it's nice. It's a good feeling to be back.
You wear the C, have a group of captains and veterans in the dressing room as well. Matt Robson said you guys talked as a group a few times about dialing it in, being focused and being playoff ready. How do you guys get yourselves ready when the bye week was there? You have a team coming in like Merritt that's played around, and albeit four games, but they've played playoff hockey. So as a group these last couple of weeks, what have you talked about to make sure you guys are ready for game one?
We've just gone over things that we've gone over throughout the whole year, really. We've just fine-detailed some things, just more of a review kind of stuff, stay fresh because we didn't have any games. So stay on top of details, make sure we're over the course of the season, you may lapse a little bit in areas. So just a little bit of a fresh refresher for everyone. So it was nice to go over that, but Merritt got some game action in the playoffs, so that's good for them. But we're rested and we're excited to go on Friday.
Is there any thought or a little bit of worry about not being ready Friday, or is it the guys now just chomping at the bit, maybe getting at each other because you guys are so ready?
Yeah, it feels weird just not playing a game in this long, but we got a good group of competitive guys, and we've been competitive all the last 2 weeks in practice, especially this week, last 2 days, Monday, Tuesday here. We've been really, really getting after it, so I think our competitive drive will come out Friday night.
How long have you thought about Game 6 last year against West Kelowna? How long has that been in the back of your head? Has it been on your mind since the regular season and now the playoffs are here and trying to get some revenge on how things ended last year?
Yeah, it would have been, it looked like we could have played West K there, but Merritt's a great team, so we'll play them. But yeah, it hasn't left my mind at all, really. I still think about that game. It's a tough way to go out, and the only way to revenge that is to make a run at it this year.
Let's talk about it. You were on the ice, obviously. You thought you had tied the game in Game 6. You know, it takes a while. Maybe never get over a game like that unless you win a championship. How do you use that as fuel? Is it good to think about it and use that energy and channel it properly? Or is it something you want to turn the page and have some memories for this year?
Yeah, it's very difficult for sure. I could look at it one or two ways there. Obviously, we were down and we made a really good comeback, so you could look at it that way. And I played some of my best hockey in those last 2 minutes there, and I found a new gear that I didn't find all year, even though we did come up short. So you could look at it like that, and then you could look at it the way that you didn't come up enough, so you got to push yourself a little bit harder because you know how hard it is to win the playoffs, and you can't put yourself in that situation. And if you are down in that situation, you got to give everything you got. It can't be one or two guys; it's got to be everybody going. It's obviously still difficult.
So is that what you're telling the group now? Some of the newer faces and some guys who maybe haven't had a ton of playoff experience, relaying your experiences from last year?
Yeah, definitely. It's not a major thing. It's not like one or two things. It's just more details. It's the playoffs. Everything's magnified a lot. So everything's shown in greater detail. If you make a little mistake, it's going to come up a little bit, a lot bigger in your net. So it's things throughout the regular season. It's not a switch that you turn on in playoffs. You got to pound those details in throughout the regular season. We've been doing that the last 3 weeks here, and we're excited to be good after Friday.